Los Angeles friendos, join Going In Raw as we go live on stage with Wrestling With Regrets' Brian Zane September 24th at the Nerdist Showroom in L.A. The link to tickets is in the description. Hi, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the show right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson, where we count things down in the wrestling world. And today, we're going to count down... 10 dream matches for
Adam Cole, baby!
Let's get right to it, Steve.
Okay, number 10.
10.
Sanity.
So it seems like that the reformed Re-Dragon will dragon again.
Oh, yeah.
In a feud against the new NXT Tag Team Champion, Sanity.
It was established at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3.
Yes, so why not do at least one 6-man tag match,
mm-hmm.
Re-Dragon, Adam Cole versus all of Sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the 3 male competitors in Sanity.
That'd be great, man. Adam Cole facing off against
Eric Young.
Well, I guess Adam Cole would face off against, you'd think Adam Eric Young, but would it be Big Damo?
It depends if Sanity is defending the tag titles under Freebird rules.
Yeah, right.
If so, then.
Because Adam Cole and Eric Young are supposed to be kind of both the alphas.
Yes.
Why is Big Damo, you know, Eric Young tagged himself in? Yeah, I don't know. So you think the two alphas would go after?
Yeah, you think so. Yeah. And it probably will. I mean, if you're in a 6-man tag match, the odds are that you will have time in the ring.
The two mouthpieces need to go at it.
Yeah. But also you would think that Cole will have ring time with Damo and Alexander Wolfe.
Oh, yeah.
Just as Kyle O'Reilly will have ring time probably with all 3 of them.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And it probably will happen. We'll probably get spoilers from the TV tapings as early as Thursday, tomorrow.
The day they happen.
I think, aren't they having tapings tomorrow?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. Or several days ago, given that this is going up on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9!
9.
Bobby Roode!
Now, one caveat to this list. I didn't include anybody that Adam Cole wrestled on the independent scene or in Ring of Honor, with one exception, and there's a very good reason he's on this
list. Do we know? Okay, so number 7, do we know if he wrestled him
at all?
You looked, really?
I looked at all these.
Wow.
So you won't see Roderick Strong. You won't see Sami Zayn.
Well, yeah.
You won't see Cassius Ohno.
Okay.
Because he wrestled all of them.
Yeah.
Whether in Ring of Honor or in the Indies.
Yeah, so this is like a different this is like a different list than who he should feud with necessarily.
These are matches we haven't seen
from
Adam Cole and another competitor that we really want to see.
Right.
Including not only NXT, but the main roster as well. We probably should sell this in the intro. Oh, well. We are eager to get to it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, number 9 is Bobby Roode.
Yeah, the glorious Bobby Roode is now on SmackDown when the Re-Dragon Adam Cole... What are they going to call that faction?
Rumors are Dishonored.
Oh, really? Is that an actual rumor?
I don't know. That's what people have been telling me.
All right, I like it. Re-Dishonored. When Re-Dishonored goes to SmackDown, Adam Cole versus Bobby Roode. But the problem is there's a numbers game there. Who would Bobby Roode team up with to take on Re-Dishonored?
AJ Styles.
And?
Who's someone else has been in TNA on SmackDown?
Samoa Joe.
Okay, by that
Mike
point.
Mike Kanellis.
There you go. Mike Kanellis. Give Mike Kanellis something to do.
Yeah, he needs something to do. But this isn't about Mike Kanellis. Did we ever do a Mike Bennett Dream Matches episode?
Do you remember us doing it?
I don't think we did.
Because we never did it.
We never did it. All right. So, yeah, look, Bobby Roode, he's just chock full of charisma, but he's definitely an alpha male. Adam Cole, definitely an alpha male.
Also,
one day we should do top alpha males.
Oh, that's good.
And then top betas.
Also, Bobby Roode is a really good storyteller in the ring.
Top cucklords.
Oh, dear.
In the WWE.
Bobby Roode is a fantastic storyteller in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Pair him off against Adam Cole. Great match. Great mic work. Be a really good program.
This would be a lot of fun, yeah.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Dean Ambrose. I checked it on this match, too. Apparently, Adam Cole never faced off against Jon Moxley.
Really? That's interesting.
Not that I could find.
But did Adam Cole never step foot in CZW?
That's where he got his start. He trained at CZW.
Odd, they never crossed paths.
I don't think so. I could be wrong about some of these. Like, number 2, I would have swore they would have crossed paths at some point. Couldn't find any evidence of it.
I know, you would think, huh? Wow.
But Dean Ambrose...
A lot of these are like sort of personality fits. Like,
yeah, that's what they predominantly
see them,
are.
Yeah, we could see them, you know, going at it personality-wise. But, yeah, no, Dean Ambrose, Yeah, the Lunatic Fringe and Adam Cole. Who wouldn't want to see that?
Yes. Wait, hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Well, they face off in a tag match. That doesn't really count.
That doesn't count. Tag matches aren't real. It's not real wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Adam Cole says that he wants to wrestle Paige. Back in 2016. Why didn't we put that on this list?
I don't know.
Why didn't we put her on this list, rather? Not that. Anyways, why do you want to see Dean Ambrose versus Adam Cole?
Well, you said it's a personality thing.
Yeah, it's a personality.
Clash of personalities.
Right, exactly.
Fun.
It'd be good. Number seven.
Seven.
Drew McIntyre.
This is going to happen.
This is literally going to happen.
Yeah, near as I can tell, they never wrestled each other before.
I don't have to read the TV tapings from this week to know that this is being set up, at least. Probably going to happen in the next TakeOver.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Or maybe at TV, because TakeOver is like 3 months away.
Yeah, no, it'll be at the soonest the next TakeOver.
They should do... Oh, you think at the soonest the next TakeOver?
Yeah.
What are they going to do for 3 months?
Build up intensity for this feud. They'll be,
well, I say 3 months. It's really a month and a half.
They'll have a...
Because of how they do things on NXT.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like...
Next week.
In between.
Next week on NXT.
Adam Cole,
Drew McIntyre. Look at each other.
Adam Cole and Drew McIntyre have the title match. Oh my gosh.
Right now, Velveteen Dream versus Oney Larkin.
I'm trying to explain something. Adam Cole have a feud before he really gets into it with Drew McIntyre.
You think so?
Probably with Roderick Strong.
Interesting.
That's my guess.
Okay. Right on. Good.
It's just speculation on my part.
I'm guessing this. Bobby Roode's going to do double duty against Roderick Strong.
He's next round of tapings.
He's going to finish that off. But in the meantime, you still need something for Adam Cole to do.
Yeah.
So I think he might go into this Drew McIntyre thing immediately.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Next round of tapings, probably the very first episode, there'll be a setup for Bobby Roode versus Roderick Strong. Second episode, that match will happen. Bobby Roode's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's two episodes. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can have Adam Cole show up on one of those, mm-hmm. drop a promo.
Oh, yeah, he needs to drop a promo first.
He needs to drop a promo.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be in the next week. And then after that, right into Roderick Strong.
Okay.
That's how you do it, Steve.
All right. That's good. There's one person that's not on this list, but since we're talking about NXT right now, why is Aleister Black not on this list?
Because he faced him.
Tommy End versus Adam Cole, baby.
That has happened, yes.
All right. Sounds good. Moving on. Number six.
Six.
The Miz.
See, this is all about mic work. The
promos.
This would be great. These two could drop on each other. Fantastic.
Yeah. Adam Cole is kind of like a much cooler version of The Miz, anyways, mm-hmm. you know? And so I would love to see these guys mix it up. Maybe Adam Cole tries to put the moves on Maurice.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He does it. He whips out his bollocks. He says, anybody order a baked potato?
I don't remember that being part of his gimmick at all.
Wasn't his old like catchphrase like SMID?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Actual phrase.
I guess so.
You remember you demonetized.
You told me that once.
I think he just run around saying SMID.
Well, you definitely can't do that on the main roster.
Right, but you can whip out your balls and say, anybody order a baked potato?
I'm pretty sure you can't whip out your testicles on cable television.
Well, what if they do this? What if the camera stays above chest level and he goes like that and he says, anybody order a baked potato? And then you can extrapolate what happened.
And then to start like swinging his hips a little bit.
And you just hear very faintly.
Oh, dear. This match wouldn't be like...
He does it to Bo Dallas, though, not Maurice, because that'd be sexist. You do it to Bo Dallas, just a freaky guy out. That'd be great. And Miz gets all pissed off. Hey, that's my Mistourage. You can't be whipping out the baked potato. No baked potatoes at the Mistourage. Well, this is not a restaurant. We know how to order a baked potato.
And then Adam Cole sits down in the ring and says, oh, look, I sat in some gum.
Number five.
No, hold on. We can say more about really? The actual match. The match won't be like a barn burner, but it'll be fun. It's more about the personalities involved.
Adam Cole's not really a barn burner wrestler, though.
He's a good wrestler.
So is The Miz. I would prefer to watch an Adam Cole match, you know, by far. I'm just saying, you know, part of his gimmick was not wanting to fight. Last time we saw him.
Oh, I know. And part of Adam Cole's in-ring style is not doing any moves involving jumping or being on the top rope at all.
Exactly. There's like, for every super kick, there's at least five Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, I know. Which makes for great entertainment.
Yeah, it's highly entertaining. I'm just saying, don't look for a five-star match here.
Speaking of number five.
Number five.
Chris Jericho.
Break the wall down. Again, Adam Cole kind of, you know, you can see in his personality, as we've seen in the past, like shades of, you know, some Y2J in there. So again, this would be almost kind of like a passing of the torch of sorts. You know, Chris Jericho is old. Adam Cole is still super young.
Yeah, he's only 28.
He's only 28. So I would love to see this again, clash of personalities. This would be a lot of fun.
This is largely dependent on Chris Jericho's availability or willingness to go back to WWE in the future. He just finished a pretty phenomenal run.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable if he wants to take a prolonged break.
Right, right, right.
But if and when he does come back and Adam Cole is on the main roster, it would be a shame to not have these two feud.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Be fantastic.
Be the best. Number four.
For
The New Day. Now we've got three people that are a faction together in Re-Dishonored, and we've got The New Day, again, a three-man faction. I think it'd be fantastic and highly entertaining
yes.
to see all six of these men going at it. I can imagine the promos between Adam Cole, and especially given that Adam Cole does the SMID stuff and The New Day are all about the innuendo,
yes.
I think it would be absolutely fantastic. Adam Cole and Re-Dishonored showing up there on SmackDown. Big potato.
Why does Adam Cole, in your mind, have a really deep, gruff voice? Because he doesn't.
You know where I stole that from? I totally stole it from some. It was David Letterman did some stupid segment somewhere. I forget what it was, where he was like, anybody want some gum? I forget it at all. It's just his dumb face saying that. It always makes me laugh. And so whenever funny. I say baked potato.
This will be good stuff. Re-Dragon, mm-hmm. excellent tag team. New Day,
yeah,
excellent
sure.
tag team. Matches, great. Promos, great.
Did you ever watch that first Kyle O'Reilly promo in NXT?
No.
Where he talks about the level of competition is so high now. He's such a nerd. Anyways, it'd be good to see him against the New Day.
Yeah.
Number three.
Three.
John Cena.
This would be great, except I don't want the feud between them to be about Adam Cole being in the indies his whole career, wrestling in John Cena's mind, bingo halls, whereas John Cena spent 15 years selling out arenas. Because we've seen that feud a couple times already.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, though. But how would you want to see it play out?
How about this?
Okay.
Here's a twist. How about Adam Cole gets on John Cena about never wrestling in bingo halls,
who
never
yeah.
knew how to, really sweat it out on the indie
is
scene.
It really?
It makes him less of a wrestler because it's not in his blood. It's not in his heart.
Is it really?
Wrestling is it. WWE may be in his blood, but wrestling is not in his blood.
Is it really a burn to say, you've never slept in your car? It's like, oh, thank God.
I mean, if you're trying to prove your
How about
wrestling
this?
Bona fides, maybe.
No, I like this. How about this?
What?
This is good. Okay. Adam Cole shows up, and he's like, John Cena, I have a bone to pick with you. And John Cena says, are you kidding me? And he says, no. He says, back when you were in UFAUA.
The LA thing, yeah.
The LA, when you're in your own developmental. He's like, the spot that you got was meant for me because they were looking at me, and then you slid in and took my spot.
And he says, well, Adam, you would have been about 12 years old.
Exactly. Exactly. And Adam Cole says, oh, yeah, John, you order a big potato?
How about this? Adam Cole shows up as John Cena cosplayer. And he starts using all his catchphrases and saying, I'm the new face that runs the place.
That's good.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
Oh, man. Look, here's the thing. Sometimes you got to get goofy with these, man. Adam Cole's in town. We're going to talk about dream matches, but I mean, come on.
We're excited. You know what to expect from this. Well, you know the feud. It'll be WWE lifer versus indie guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But they can put on a quality match.
No,
and
it'd be good.
Despite the formula of the feud, the promos will probably still be good.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Absolutely. I don't know if we're going to see that, though. I honestly don't think that.
I think probably not.
Cena's going to be gone
in a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Before Adam Cole even gets called up. I mean, he's going to be back like on a very, very part-time
basis.
Yeah,
but he's going to be taking on other part-timers.
Exactly. Yeah. Number two.
Two.
Seth Rollins. Now, surprisingly, you said that you didn't see these guys ever.
I went through about three pages of Google search results searching Adam Cole versus Tyler Black,
right,
which was Seth Rollins' name in the indies,
sure.
And I can't find anything.
That's really weird. I mean, I guess.
I would have thought they would have spent time together in Ring of Honor.
How long? Yeah, but how long?
Yeah, I know, right? That's weird.
Because Seth didn't go into WWE developmental till what? 2012?
Probably like 2012. How old is he? He's 31.
So they're only 3 years apart in age.
When did he make his debut?
He's in Ring of Honor. 2005? Oh, 2010. So maybe Adam Cole wasn't there by then.
Ring of Honor World Champion. Oh, yeah. Ring of Honor 2007 to 2010. Oh, developmental in 2010.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Adam Cole was in Ring of Honor in 2009, so they overlapped slightly. Oh, actually, he hadn't signed a full-time contract with Ring of Honor until August of 2010.
Ah,
Adam Cole hadn't. So they might have. They seemed like they just missed each other.
Interesting. So, anyways, yeah.
But anyways, this would be a great feud. Two wrestlers who are phenomenal in the ring. Adam Cole would hopefully pull out some fire in Seth Rollins so he can drop some promos, because Seth Rollins is capable of being really good on the mic.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And but it feels like he needs very concrete motivation and needs to be inspired to really perform
to
his best.
Here's my thing. Okay, so Red Dragon and Adam Cole made a statement at TakeOver.
Wait, who?
Red Dragon, Redragon, Two Dragon again, sorry. You know what? We just got so goofy, I was like, okay, I need to bring it serious for a second. To, you know, give some people some validation for downloading this. They made their impact at TakeOver Brooklyn 3 against Drew McIntyre and the tag teams. I think the closest equivalent to that on the main roster would be Seth Rollins in terms of, like, who to target first.
Yeah.
Assuming they get called up to Raw or whatever brand Seth Rollins happens to be.
Imagine this. What if at some point in the next 2 years, The Shield, they reunite?
Right, yeah.
Up comes Re-Dishonored.
It'd be perfect.
Great feud.
Awesome feud.
And then we get two of these dream matches. Potentially, we get Adam Cole versus Seth, Adam Cole versus Dean.
Yeah. You'd also, so like Adam Cole.
And then you'd probably get Adam Cole versus Roman Reigns, but his name isn't on this list.
I like the idea that like Bobby Fish should be taking on Roman Reigns. It's a bit of a tall task there for Bobby Fish.
Well, that's why they'll spend a year at least in NXT developing the Re-Dishonored brand.
Yeah, exactly. Really strong brand. Number one.
One.
Kevin Owens.
Now, before there was the Elite, before there was the Super Click, there was what, Steve?
The Elite.
No.
The Mount Rushmore of wrestling.
Yes, yeah. Which consisted of Kevin Owens, the Young Bucks, and Adam Cole.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, they were a heel faction, I believe predominantly in PWG, like in 2013 or so. So a couple years, 3 years, I believe, before the Elite was established, and obviously before SuperClick was established.
Correct.
So we saw the gold mine of awesome material we got between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn because they brought up their past.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Let's do that with Kevin Owens and Adam Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
And Kevin Owens tweeted, like, the three greatest moments of my time in WWE was two other things and watching Adam, or sorry, being there for Adam Cole's debut.
Yeah.
These guys like each other. I would be very surprised if they didn't want to work together. Imagine them starting off as a tag team, you know, after the Re-Dishonored thing is
falls
done
apart,
with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about Adam or Kevin Owens goes to Adam Cole and says, "Hey, buddy, I noticed that you're by yourself now. Let's work together."
Yeah.
So they form a tag team. Someone swerves somebody. White hot feud.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. No.
That'd be
great. I like it a lot. Out of everybody,
bring up their history. Be phenomenal.
On this list, it's Kevin Owens and then a distant second everybody else, because I think everybody who has followed Kevin Owens from his Kevin Steen days and the Ring of Honor stuff. Everybody wants to see their first interaction in the WWE.
Yes.
Absolutely. It'd be absolutely fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with Adam Cole in NXT and on WWE. And any of these right here would be fantastic. So good stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, and it's entirely possible that all these people have fought Adam Cole at some point. I just don't know it. Regardless.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is our list. We're sticking to it. I mean, I know The Miz hasn't fought him or Chris Jericho hasn't, but...
Right.
Anybody in the indies. Could have. Might have happened.
Always possible. Anyways, that's it for now. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. And until next time...
You guys want a big potato?
Talk to you later.
I think I sat in some gum, Steve. Bye, everybody. Balls.